Okay, well, we are ready to go with the accidentals. We're all set up. Guys, thank you so much for taking time to come down this afternoon prior to your performance this evening at Steel Stacks, 7:30 p.m. in the Fowler Blast Furnace Room.
Thanks for having us.
Would you each like to introduce yourselves and the instrument you're going to be playing this afternoon?
Absolutely. My name's Kay Larson, and I play the cello. Today I'm playing the acoustic cello, but on stage we do electric violin and cello, and I also will be playing guitar.
I'm Sav Beist, and I'm playing guitar, but I play violin and bass as well for the X-Niles.
And I'm Michael Dawes, and I play drums and percussion, and sometimes they allow me to have guitar.
And Michael singing the high falsetto harmonies.
Right, the occasional vocals as well. I do remember seeing you doing a cover of... you have a video set out on a roadside in the southwest somewhere.
Capsized by Andrew Bird.
That's right, exactly, yeah. Beautiful song, and it was fun seeing you with a band... The inverse of the normal thing, obviously, normally where guys are the instrumentalists and a female vocalist, and having a male vocalist there and two female instrumentalists. And in that setting, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get into stuff like that, why don't you tell us a question you must get bored with, but quickly tell us the origin of your name, The Accidentals.
Yeah, The Accidentals, it's a name that works for us on multiple levels. The first reason we're called The Accidentals is because Savannah and I first formed as a duo in our public high school orchestra program up in Traverse City, Michigan. And in music theory, an accidental is a note that doesn't belong in the key signature, but it makes the piece sound a little funky anyway. And that's kind of how we feel like we fit in to the musical genres. Our music kind of... it's a little surprising sometimes.
Yeah. We're also pretty accident prone, so.
So it fits on multiple levels, three different levels at least there. Okay, thank you for that. We already mentioned tonight's concert, 7:30 p.m. at Steel Stacks tonight, right on the south side of Bethlehem. You started off, the two women together, you were in high school together, right? And you got a scholarship jointly to the Interlochen School of the Arts?
Yep. We started in our public high school orchestra program playing violin and cello. We used to stay after school and play in this alternative styles group that would cover Led Zeppelin on our orchestral instruments, which is pretty
nice.
Fun and pretty nerdy. And eventually we went and attended Interlochen for, I attended for a year, Kate did too, for the singer-songwriter program, which was brand new. And then we graduated and pretty much hit the road full time.
So you were still in high school at Interlochen, and you were doing a huge amount of gigs on the road, right?
Yeah, actually, every Thanksgiving break, spring break, prom night, we were recording our album Bittersweet back then in 2013. And so we would pretty much go to school 8 to 5, do our homework, and then quickly play a gig, and then go home and do more homework and repeat.
Wow.
Pretty fun.
That sounds like a really grueling schedule.
Well, we pretty much hit the road full time after that to try and avoid trying to have to balance both of those things. But we do have school in the back burner, I believe. We're pretty nerdy about it.
Did you have plans originally that, I mean, both of you were initially in classical programs. Did you have plans of going to music college then deviated from?
Yeah, I think that we were all kind of like looking for direction in high school, and we all had like a crazy work ethic, and we knew that we wanted to really devote ourselves to something. Savannah played soccer for like 16 years, and I was kind of shifting between interest in film and graphic design and music, and we all come from musical families. So music is something that has always been part of our life, and it wasn't until Savannah and I started playing our songs together that the option of live music and recording sessions came into the picture, and it kind of immediately clicked, and it just felt like the right path. So.
Yeah, we were actually we were offered a scholarship to Berklee College of Music at the same time we were offered a production deal out of New York City, and so that was like a 24-hour decision because we couldn't defer the scholarship, and it would have been like four years of school versus, you know, becoming professional musicians and touring full time. And eventually we did make the decision to tour full time and to pursue the production deal, but we've learned a lot from the experience of touring on the road. We feel like that's also kind of a college education in a way.
It certainly is, yeah, and probably quite possibly more valuable, right?
Yeah, we've learned little bit about car maintenance on this run. We just came off of a 40-day tour from the West Coast, and our van did not have a fun time with some of the mountains and our trailer. We had to say goodbye to one trailer and get a new trailer, and now we are finishing up our release tour here on the East Coast. I'm glad to say, knock on wood, that there have been significantly less problems. Michael's knocking on his cajon box
Yeah, we haven't even lost our transmission once, so we're doing rather well on this tour.
Pretty good. And hey, Michael, so you joined the band a couple of years later. Was it a little bit intimidating coming into a band with two good friends who'd played as a duo before
then? And I was a huge fan of the band before I joined as well. Like,
and
I
then
met
he
them
joined, and then he realized what he was getting into.
And then I changed my mind. But I was a huge fan. I met them in 2013 at a music festival, and we kind of became friends and were talking for a while. I also forgot to mention that I played drums to them, because when we first met, I was playing guitar and singing and doing that kind of stuff. And then the summer after my first year of college, they asked me if I would come and play some shows with them in Northern Michigan for about a month, and that month turned into the rest of the summer, which then turned into me leaving school, and I am now here 3.5 years later, still going strong.
How do you feel?
I feel all right. I feel pretty good.
He's got a big smile on his face, so it's very clear he feels perfectly okay. So let's listen to something. You have a phenomenal new album out. We're playing it a lot here on DIY. Amazing range of sounds and arrangements, and the number of instruments that you play and you switch between. It's pretty incredible. But the creativity in the music, really, really impressive.
Wow. I'm going to put that on our website.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, but I mean, I absolutely deserve it. You have a really, really fresh sound, and the range of instrumentation and the arrangements that you put together really are magnificent. And the voices complement each other as well, right? Yeah, I mean,
thank
it's nice. You have to... pretty different voices, and each individually sound great, and when they come together, they're a good combination.
Yeah, we're definitely lucky to have found each other when we did in high school. Think about it a lot. It's like if we hadn't raised our hands in that classroom setting and volunteered to represent this alternative styles group, we wouldn't have ever met, and this wouldn't have happened. So crazy, pretty much accidental.
We're about to test the limits of our just waking up vocal cords after eating a bunch of crepes this morning. So
All right, here we go.
Are full and we are energized and ready to go.
Okay, so you ready to test out your vocals and your instrumental chops? So what piece do you have lined up for us?
This one is one inspired by our tour with Keller Williams, who's this amazing guitar player and a really great friend of ours, and it's called KW.
Up asleep as the woods are with the dip beneath the rubber arrows at your butt. Shot down the moon in a parking lot. I hit you in the dark, my fist imprinted with your teeth marks, and your skin shook cobblestone, being lying like a broken bone. If you play your right, keep me on the line, hold your nerves so tight till your knuckles turn white. Any gun that fits, seems right. Hypocrites, no one else to blame. There's no wicked fame. Your eyes still follow me like cigarette burns and switches through like a spacey getting built. You can try to draw me, but I'm hard to kill. You can struggle for my strategy, me up in the subway, get pretending pride. If I give up, won't forget all the pain and sway and threats. If you play it right, keep me on the line. I'm so tight to your knuckles turn white. Any glove that fits, this is my hypocrite. No one else to blame. There's no word for wicked fame. Coins on the KMRC is what I should hide. Just the kind of crazy that would catch my eye. You're construction silver rails, just a few cans rolls on cookie till you're singing speech. Feels just like a lucid dream. If you think you like on the line, that's what I say. See your knuckles turn white. Any good that fits, by hypocrites, no one else to blame. There's a word for wicked fame.
Yeah, wow, really nice. It's a really catchy piece and a real nice rhythm. And really nice to hear the cajon being played with brushes. Not many people do that, right?
Yeah, you know, it's it was kind of by happenstance that I play the way that I do with these brushes. The first show that I ever did with Katie and Savannah was on Mackinac Island in Michigan, and there's no motor vehicles on the island. So the only thing that I could bring over to play was a cajon.
Yeah, we were like, we're not carrying around a drum set on this island. There's no way. So the boxes stick around.
All the other instruments were like, no, too many things.
Well, the cajon's perfect. I mean, it really fits well. And you don't want the band like this. I mean, I really like it. Your percussion is not dominant. It doesn't sort of drown out some of the other things, which it could easily do with, you know, many drummers like to put in too many fills and too much bass drum and too much heaviness and without that lightness of the propulsiveness. I mean, to my ears, it's more effective, but with the lighter sound, you actually pay more attention to what the drums are doing.
No, we think Michael's one of the best drummers ever. We love him. Well, except for Rodney Holmes, sorry, buddy.
No, I agree. He is a master.
Rodney was touring with Keller while we were on tour with them, and he was mind-blowingly good. It's amazing, actually.
Michael's almost beaten a hole through this cajon. Yeah.
And I bought this cajon right at the beginning of this leg of tour, and I almost have already put a hole through it. I think it's only been, 15 days? Something like that?
It's only been 15 days, wow. 14.
Now, the last piece you did, KW, is dedicated to Keller Williams. On the album, he actually he takes the guitar solo on the album, right? Right. So you had to fill in that extra part to do
scary.
Live.
Oh, cannot play Keller Williams parts. He's super good. But we actually traded tracks for each other. So we're on one of his songs on his newest album, Sync. We're on this song, Hate, Greed, Love. And he played on KW. So it was a really cool trade. And we actually just got back from playing two shows with him in Colorado as his backup band and have toured with him all the time. He's a cool guy. We love him.
Yeah, nice. I'm pretty sure we've had him live in the studio here, and he's played in South Bethlehem here many, many times. Now, with your sounds, on the album, how much stuff is overdubbed? Because you've got multiple instruments, each of you, on some of the tracks, haven't you?
The album, we tried to do most of the basic tracks in about 2 weeks when we were in Asheville, North Carolina. And that was, we were trying to kind of capture some of the live energy from the show. So we were in this tiny room, all in isolated booths. Usually the basic tracks are kind of what you're hearing now, like a guitar track, a cello or a bass, and Michael's drums. And then we get crazy with the overdubs after that. And we did a lot of that in Nashville, Tennessee, and a couple different studios, messing around with guitars and layering strings. We love and are very passionate about arranging violin and cello and viola and bass parts.
We also had a ton of collaborations on this album. We kind of invited all our friends to contribute some tracks. So we had Jenny Conley from the Decemberists fly in to Asheville and play some organ tracks and piano. We also had Dominic Davis, who's Jack White's bass player and a really good friend of ours. He came in and played bass. We had Khaki King contribute a track to our bonus track, actually, which is an instrumental piece that we scored for a movie, and it didn't make it into the film, so we kept it and ended up turning it into that. Just a bunch of really, really cool collaborations that we ended up having on the album, and so we're really excited to have it finally down in recorded format. It's pretty cool.
Good. Well, it's a really nice piece. You issued that as a single, I think, as soon as your new album came out. Is that the one that came out as a single?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I'm interested. I mean, you've put three singles out from the album. Sort of quite surprised. It's almost a throwback to the 60s of bands putting out singles that precede the album. I mean, I even think back to the Beatles. You get singles come out and then the album would finally come out.
personally, it's like one of my favorite things when bands put out singles. I'm like, oh, it's like Christmas a bunch of times, and then another Christmas when the album comes out.
Yeah, you're right. And it helps build interest for the album when it does come out, that's for sure, yeah. And the pieces you chose for the singles are really, really good ones, yeah. Yeah, you just mentioned videos, and did you mention documentary? But I was surprised you saw you did the soundtrack for a brewery. Was it Right Brain Brewery documentary?
Yeah, we scored some tracks that way too. We also scored a documentary, we scored a documentary called One Simple Question, which features this couple in their sailing expedition. And so we did that when we were really young in high school. We were like 16 and 17 at the time. And they took a huge risk having a couple of high schoolers score their movie. But actually, it was super fun and really educational. I remember Katie and I would sit in my basement and record into GarageBand. Like, I would play a track and she would play a track. And we did this over and over until we had a piece and we would send it to them. And it was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, your music does fit to being soundtrack music. And I see it's been picked up and used by a few movies.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It's something that we love to think about moving forward too, is more collaborations between film and music.
Yeah, well, I am sure they will occur. I'm sure there'll be lots of directors thinking, hey, wow, that music would fit really well in the movie I have coming up. We're talking too much, and no, you're not playing enough. So what do you have lined up next for us?
Yeah, this song is off our new album. It's called Earthbound.
To stay awake, that dies quicker in the wintertime. Wolves line the city streets, all that's left is a tired grime. I'll sleep away the cold, I'll wrap myself up like a twisted wire. Coiled like a rattlesnake, bites burn just like a bushfire. I'm in shock, I'm in shock, I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm a switchblade renegade. My heart's buried in a junkyard. Covered it in kerosene. Burned it up in cold regard. I'm a switchblade renegade. I'm not standing up, I got lies down to the core. I'm a carnivore. I will never be earth. Dark bites away the sun, leaves behind it shines when light's there for anyone. I have had my fill within, my thoughts break like falling glass. Shatter when I try to let them out, color cracks, I can't take it back. I wish I'd never opened my mouth. I'm in shock, I'm in shock, I'm in shock. I'm a switchblade renegade. My heart's buried in the junkyard. Covered it in kerosene. Burned it up in cold regard. I'm a switchblade renegade. I'm not standing up, I got lies down to the core. I'm a carnivore. I will never be earthbound. I will never be earthbound. I will never be earthbound.
Yeah, the Accidentals, live in DIY Studios doing Earthbound. And they've stopped by our studios in advance of performing this evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Fowler Blast Furnace Room at Steel Stacks. So we're really, really happy they're here. They are now switching instruments.
Subtly.
So we've gone from cello. By the way, just really love bands with cellos in them. And I just suddenly noticed program I was doing this program last Friday, and I noticed the first six tracks I played on the program, three of them featured cello. And I think the cello is really showing up a lot more in music. Leila McCallough, her album, she's a really fine cellist, so I was playing her. And Rufus, Bethany and Rufus with Rufus Cappadocia. Which if I can squeeze in, I will play later today.
It's actually been really cool watching orchestral instruments kind of rise back up into the pop world and the mainstream music world.
Huh. Yeah, it most certainly is. And and there's a lot of other artists are using the cello, which is great. And to me, the cello and the voice go together so well.
Yeah, I think I've read that it's one of the instruments most similar to the range of the human voice. It's got a really beautiful kind of mellow and range that kind of doubles as, in our case, a bass, but it can go very high. And
oh, now you're just bragging.
Melodies. The real Katie's reason, like, the real reason that I chose cello is because I wanted to play saxophone, but I don't have the lung capacity and skills to play. So I was like, I'm gonna do the cello.
It's funny, yeah. Katie and I are locked in competition over how many violinists and cellists we can recruit out of young kids. These kids will come up to us after shows and be like, I play the violin. I'll be like, yes, another one.
If someone plays the viola, sometimes we just both.
It's compromise.
It's halfway.
Looks like
between.
A violin, strung like a cello. Okay, fair enough.
I notice you don't have any wind instruments at all amongst your huge selection of instruments, right?
Yeah, it's sad.
Michael, it's up to you.
Oh, no. If anyone is going to have the least amount of lung capacity in this band, it's going to be me. I have zero breath support. I used to. When I was in choir in high school, I was a little more man. Practiced. But
like, I used to have lung capacity.
Okay, tell us... mention one or two of your influences to us, because they're varied. They're all over the place, I think, right? But any you particularly like to mention?
Yeah, we're huge fans of nerd funk bands like Wolfpack and classical virtuosos who kind of defy genre, like Andrew Bird. Huge fans of that. What else?
Yeah, we love Jack White. We love Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah.
All sorts of... Art and the Punch Brothers, kind of, between bluegrass and rock and those classical roots.
I know Michael's two favorite drummers are Questlove and Chad Smith, so.
Yeah.
Ah, Chad Smith, there you go.
They are some of my favorite drummers to, throw on one of their songs and just, lay it down and practice down in my basement when I'm home. I just love their style of playing.
All right, yeah. One of the tracks on your new album, on Odyssey, reminded me of one of our favorites on this program, Lake Street Dive.
We love them.
We're fans.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the funky tracks, if I remember rightly, in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definite similar feel. And I mean, that's a compliment because they're a great band. We had them in here in the studio also, live performance about a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, we're huge fans.
Ah, all right. Okay, so anything else? Anything else you'd like to tell us, or anything I should have asked you I didn't get around to?
Not much. We're finishing up our tour on the East Coast.
You were in Brooklyn last night. Brooklyn last night, right?
From Brooklyn, we drove last night.
Katie should tell them what you did last week.
Wait, which thing?
Oh, the time where we were driving. We didn't have time to stop.
Yeah, we keep getting these like milestones as a band, especially since we're all very introverted, and sometimes you have to overcome some hurdles in
You're
order
serious?
To live in
oh,
this profession,
yeah, definitely.
To be on stage and share our stories every night. And one thing that we did just the other day, which I did, and since then I believe Michael and Savannah, at least Savannah has also done.
Yes.
I peed in a Starbucks cup in the back of the van for the first time.
After 5 years of touring, and
yeah,
mom is really proud of her.
Yeah, she is. I can tell everyone that we're professional musicians now. It's like Yeah, it's like a hurdle that you have to overcome.
Yeah, you're not a musician unless you pee in a Starbucks cup. And
you don't learn that in music college, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a skill you got to learn hands-on.
Okay. What piece do you have lined up to take us out?
So this is a song called The Sound a Watch Makes When Enveloped in Cotton.
Okay, and you're going to give us an in-studio version. I actually opened the program with that this afternoon, but that was almost 2.5 hours ago, very happy to hear a live version of that. By the way, what's the origin of the title?
So the title is a funny story. I was writing this song for the end of the year school concert when Savannah and I were performing at Interlochen, and I could not come up with a title. And so what I did was I went to my bookshelf, and I was running short on time, so I picked out a random sentence from a random short story, because I'm also really bad at making decisions. And finally, it stuck, and we played it at a show, and someone immediately recognized the short story that I stole that sentence from. And now we kind of keep it as a contest at all of our shows, and we try to pick out who the nerdiest audience members are.
Yeah, if you know, come to the show tonight and tell us. And if you're the first person to tell us, we'll give you a free vinyl. That's right.
A free vinyl.
Free
super.
Vinyl.
That's right. You guys heard it here.
All right.
Google.
No,
yeah,
Google.
Don't use Google.
That's a true nerd.
I could give a hint, but I won't. All right. Okay, take us out.
Outside, everything's so cold. Her eyes turning you right to gold. Well, it all happened so fast. I blew like cotton transit on the nightstand. You couldn't stand it. I bet in the cold sheets felt like sleeping on the concrete. A brain freeze and your blood's out. You got one shot and you're cold got speed to the saviors. Couldn't save yours. And she's gone, and it all happened so fast. Outside, everything is so cold. Her eyes turning you right to gold. On the down low, your heart's a black hole and an elegant radio. All you hear is the white noise, cutting these joys, flashes back, and it all happened so fast. Do you regret it?
Yeah, the sound a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. Performed live here in the WDIY studios by The Accidentals. And that's one of the pieces on their latest album, Odyssey. And you have a chance to catch them this evening, 7:30 p.m. Steel Stacks in the Fowler Blast Furnace Room, which is a nice, more intimate room than the Music Fest Cafe for a trio like this. And I think acoustics, which will match them really well. So make your plans if you haven't already made them. Get down there tonight. You will not be disappointed. Thank you for coming by the studios. That was really nice getting a chance to talk to you and having you perform live in the studio here, and keep making the music you're doing and keep putting smiles on people's faces.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the coffee and the water and hanging out. This is really, really cool.
Okay, and hopefully I will make it down to catch you at least part of the show. We have a board meeting tonight, unfortunately, which clashes. But
I would love to see you there.
I hope to get down there before you finish the performance, at least.
Bring the board meeting to
the
show.
Yeah, have the board meeting at the show.
That would... that's an entertaining idea. All right, Sulla, thank you so much for coming down, and look forward to... you stopping by next time you are in the area, and we'd love to have you and keep making the great music you're doing. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.